Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And Bob is Bob Shorey. He's one of the MCSCs that works at Tab, comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Feel free to get online. Usually the first hour is easier than the second, because obviously you guys all wake up around 10 o'clock, I guess. 800-966-9842, 522-9842 are the numbers. Feel free to get online, and we'll do our best to help you out. I was on briefly with Ray on Friday morning, talking a little bit about just how much data is out there as far as what we're giving away to these these internet companies, these big technology companies. And basically, you know, we talked about some articles that were in the New York Times and how, you know, basically you order a pizza and they know everything about you. You order pizza online, I should say. And what's happening now is that these companies, because of the Cambridge Analytica quote-unquote scandal that happened recently, even though other folks have been using this data since 2008 or even earlier than that, all of a sudden it's a big scary thing. Now that you guys are aware that when it's free, you're the commodity, all these internet companies, including AOL and Yahoo, have just sent out warnings to you. And this one is really, really kind of funny. We'll put a link up here. It's a CNET article, and Bob had found this one. And this is just awesome. I mean, Yahoo is saying, okay, guys, just so you know, we're going to read everything in your email, that free email box we give you. We're going to read everything in it. We're going to check the contents. We're going to check your pictures that you're sending as attachments. We're going to read it all. We might even share it with our parent company, Verizon, just so you know.
And we're going to sell it.
You
know, anybody
just
that
so you
wants
know.
It for advertising.
And just so you know, you're going to agree to this, and you're going to agree to not sue us for taking
and
this information.
And you can't join a class action lawsuit.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's like the little guy, here you go, little guy. Here's your little candy. But you can't sue us for this. All these companies are doing this now. They're going to send out all this information. They're finally going to be honest with you. Now, it comes down to your integrity here, right? We know of, even in our practice, doctors, lawyers are using Yahoo to send email.
And Gmail.
I mean,
AOL.
Would you want to correspond with your cardiologist via Yahoo? Are you crazy? They're telling you right now, guys, that they're going to sell that information. And you're going to agree to it. And it's on you.
So if I was working for some company that had all these proprietary information.
Right.
And somebody at AOL or Yahoo scanned it and said, hey, I can sell this to their competitor and make a little money.
Who knows what they're going to do? You guys are basically now going to be agreeing to this because all of a sudden, thanks to Facebook and Cambridge Analytica, finally the cat's out of the bag. We've been telling you this for 20 years. The cat's not out of the bag as far as I'm concerned. It's been out of the bag forever. And just folks just this think free is free. They do it for free. Come on, Dad. It's free. I can use this app and that app. It's all free. Nothing's free, guys. I don't know what planet you're living on. Nothing is free. Somebody's making money off you. And here, Yahoo is finally telling you in their EULA, and you're going to get more EULAs like this.
They're popping up because these companies want to protect themselves from lawsuits.
Right.
So rather than keep what they're doing a secret
right.
and not disclosing it, they're disclosing to you what they've been doing all along.
Exactly.
And they're making you agree that you can have my information and sell it to people.
Right. I need to use your service. I have to use it, so I'm going to give away everything.
I need a new fix.
It's like a fix. You're a junkie. You've heard, you know, we saw Zuckerberg up on Capitol Hill, and we have a little thing that Mashable did, which is kind of funny to kind of give you an example of how our elected officials are going to be working with this guy in the future. So, Mike, if you can roll that real quick.
But if you'd like, I can have my team follow up with you after this. I will have my team follow up with you on what information we have. I'm happy to have my team follow up with you on more information. We can follow up.
Okay. I figured that would be the answer.
So those are not duplicates. Those are all individual responses by Mr. Zuckerberg to our elected officials who, frankly, don't have a clue how the internet works. They're clueless individuals. And Zuckerberg's got a lot of following up to do. But there's a great article from Recode that we'll put up about how Facebook is using you to target ads at you. And it's a great article by Recode. And again, this is the whole point of Facebook is to target you. Go ahead, Bob.
I was reading an article. Chuck Schumer says, "We got to learn more about technology so we can regulate it."
Again, they're the guys that brought you net neutrality. They just don't understand how the internet works. And these IT guys, again, I wish we could help you all know more about how this technology works. We keep putting these folks back into Congress, you know, in our state level, in our federal level. These folks don't understand economics. They don't understand finance. They don't understand technology. Obviously, they don't, because we're in the messes that we are. If they did, we would be in better shape.
Well, that's why they get the lobbyists to actually write the legislation.
Exactly. Yeah, because they can't figure it out. Heck, even Hartford, we can't figure out if we're loaning them $50 million or half a billion. They can't figure that out. That's a hard thing to figure out.
Well, you know what? Every year they come up with a balanced budget.
Mm.
But their retirement funds is off the budget.
Somehow.
So it's not in balance as soon as they balance it. I mean, come on.
It's nutty. So Mr. Zuckerberg will be getting back to our federal legislators because clearly they don't know what they're asking, and Mr. Zuckerberg didn't want to tell them. But if you want to know what Facebook is doing with your data and how it's targeting you, Recode did a great job. So we'll put that link up here as well.
I'll get back to you on that.
I'll follow up with you, Senator. My team will follow up with you. Yeah, right. Good luck getting that turnaround. In other news, this is back to the folks at Apple. Now, we already know how Apple, what they did with your iPhones and your batteries, they slowed them down for you because they didn't want you to have a poor experience with your old battery, and they slowed your phones down just so you wouldn't have any kind of problem with your battery.
Yeah, and at 40% capacity, they turned it off.
Exactly. They're working for you. Well, if you happen to go and get your iPhone screen replaced and you didn't use Apple, the new iOS 11.3 is going to break your phone. So the software update is causing iPhone 8 devices with third-party repaired screens to stop working. They did this with the thumbprint button. Apple is, I mean, this is just wrong, guys. I don't know how you, this is not a company who's looking out for you. So what they're doing is if they see a third party, the third party has repaired your screen. Now remember, this is coming from, I told you about this a few weeks ago, California is putting out laws. It's called a right to repair, where you have the right. They're actually saying you have the right to go to a third-party repair shop and get your stuff repaired. I mean, clearly you do have that right. You don't need a law. But clearly maybe you do if these guys are going to break your stuff after it's upgraded.
So Apple's going to have to make a special iOS just for California.
I guess.
Like the automakers have to make special emissions just for California.
Well, that's true. Maybe they will. I don't care if it makes it more difficult for them. But the point is they shouldn't be breaking your phone because you went out and got your screen repaired from a third party other than Apple.
Well, wait
and
a minute.
And The Guardian has this article. Of course, it's not an American article because somehow that doesn't
get
in the news.
You slap down $1,000.
On a smartphone.
$1,100 is going to be how much the next one costs.
Mm-hmm.
By the leaked memo.
Yes, we'll talk about that.
And you spend this money, but it's not your iPhone. It's
Apple's iPhone. Right.
So, you know, whatever they do to it, you have no say.
Exactly. So basically, this is following a storm that caused the error 53, which rendered iPhones useless if they had their home buttons replaced by a third party. So again, Apple's up to their own nefarious ways again. I'll put this link up here for you. So hopefully, you almost can't update your iOS to 11.3 if you've got an iPhone 8 that had a repaired screen because it'll stop working. And this goes right on top of the heels of the FCC. I'm sorry, the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, is warning that it's illegal to say you're not going to warranty anything if they removed a sticker. So if somebody breaks the case with a little sticker that says this warranty is void if you do that, it's illegal to do that. You can't void a warranty if somebody other than you, the manufacturer, opens the box. But of course, Apple could still break your phone if somebody else opened the box and put a different screen.
But they don't even have to touch it to do it.
Exactly. So this is how the government's trying to catch up to these technology guys, but they really can't. I mean,
well, they're too busy going to these after dinner parties in Washington where they get a little tablespoon of food so they don't have to account for campaign contribution for a free meal.
Exactly. Yeah, it's crazy. We'll put a link up here for all this stuff you guys can look at. And it's just mind-blowing. And then Bob alluded to this. Do you have the leaked memo thing you want to talk about, Bob, with Apple? Oh, actually, you gave it to me. You want to read it?
I don't know.
If you can read it, it's kind of dark print there.
Here's the leak. Well, we'll put a link to this.
Yeah.
We'll put a link to the leaked,
Apple memo.
Here's the leaked Apple memo about how leaks don't pay.
Right.
Okay. So they had a memo they put out to everybody.
Everybody within Apple.
Okay. This is a long thing. So you really should go to Computer Talk with Tab and read this. Okay. This was a Apple memo obtained by Bloomberg.
Yeah. Somebody leaked it to Bloomberg.
Somebody leaked it. Last month, Apple caught and fired the employee responsible for leaking details from an internal confidential meeting about Apple's software roadmap. Hundreds of software engineers were in attendance, and thousands more within the organization received details of the proceedings.
Right.
One person betrayed their trust.
Oh, boy.
The employee who leaked the meeting to a reporter later told Apple investigators that he did it because he thought he wouldn't be discovered.
Oops.
But people who leak, whether they're Apple employees, contractors, or suppliers, do get caught, and they're caught faster than ever.
Mm.
In many cases, leakers don't set out to leak. Instead, people who work for Apple are often targeted by press, analysts, and bloggers who befriend them on professional and social networks like LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook, and begin to pry for information. While it may seem flattering to be approached, it's important to remember that you're getting played.
This is the leaked memo.
I'm actually reading this verbatim from the leaked memo.
If I'm Apple, I guess I would leak this myself. Maybe the idea would be to leak it so that this does get discussed, so that folks within Apple realize that they're going to get canned if they leak the information. But guess what? I bet we both can predict that we'll see the new iPhone specs way before Apple wants you to see
Well,
them.
Well, not only that, but they've actually caught and prosecuted criminally people for disclosing proprietary information.
Yes.
And it says in this memo, this leaked memo, that's what they're going to do.
Right.
So, it goes on for pages and pages, but it's really an interesting read. It's like a novella.
We'll put a link up there for you guys to look at all this information out at computertalkwithtab.com. So we're going to step out for a quick break. You guys all listen to me on this beautiful Saturday morning. We got Robert, Dennis, Sarah, and Bill on the line. We'll be right back after this break. We are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We're here till 11 o'clock, and you guys heeded our warning and got on early, which is awesome, because otherwise Bob and I will be just talking about our kids. Let's get to your calls. We're going to go to Robert in Hartford first. Hey, Robert, what's up?
Hi, good morning. Yesterday, I turned on my computer, and I received a message.
Yep.
And it said, the user profile service failed the logon. And then it said user profile cannot be loaded, and I can't get in, to my desktop, say.
This is Windows 7 or Windows 10?
Windows 7 Professional.
And is it telling you that it's logging you on with a temporary profile?
Well, when I got the computer, it had like an owner of the computer, and it was just an icon of a flower, and it said PC owner. And I would just click on that every time, and then my desktop would open.
So you got this from somebody else, you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. And it's been working for how long?
Oh, for years.
Okay. So, yeah, this is not an uncommon thing. We do have a step-by-step fix for you that you can try for Windows 7 that I can post. You have to repair the profile. You're going to end up working in safe mode to try to repair that profile. And okay. you might have to work in the registry a little bit.
Well,
you have a simpler way, Bob?
If it's the way one that I think there's an entry in the registry that relates to the profile that he's been working with that has a BAK on the end of it.
Yeah.
And he's got to find that in the registry and delete that. And then when he reboots, then he should be able to log in if it's the error. That's why I asked him if it said it's logging him on with a temporary profile.
Right. Are you getting anything like that, Robert?
No, I'm not getting. As you can tell, I'm computer illiterate.
That's okay.
And that's the only message I get. And then I did go into safe mode with networking.
Yeah.
And I ran, you know, Malwarebytes and Microsoft Security Essentials, and it didn't pick up anything.
It has nothing to do with that. This is just some sort of corruption in your profile or damage to your profile that needs to be corrected.
Okay.
Well, we're going to give you a link. You may have to go on a different computer to get to it, because yours obviously isn't working. But we'll put a step-by-step. There's quite a few steps you have to take to try to correct this within safe mode. And it should work for you if you follow these steps. However, there's a lot to do, unfortunately.
I have all the weekend.
All right.
Sad but true.
Yeah, it's going to be really kind of cold and nasty tomorrow. So enjoy the weather today.
There you go.
Before you do anything, you might want to go into your control panel, go into your users, create a new administrator user account with a password. Under safe mode. So that if something goes wrong, you have an alternate administrator account that you can log into so you don't lock yourself out of your computer.
Okay, I wish I took shorthand in high school. So can you repeat that? Go into control panel and then...
Users,
okay.
Right, create a new user account.
Okay.
That's an administrator account.
Right, set it to the administrator level.
And give it a password that you're going to write down somewhere and not give to anybody.
Okay.
What's your password?
Yeah, what's your favorite password?
I can't tell you over the air.
No. We'd rather you didn't, but we're going to trick somebody one of these days.
Yeah, okay. But you'll still also post up those step-by-step instructions in case...
Of course. All he's doing is giving you a back door in case you lock yourself out.
Okay.
That's just a precaution.
Well, I've locked myself out of the house.
Sure. Yeah, it can happen. So we'll have the link here for you, Robert. And,
all right.
Step-by-step.
Thank you so much, as always.
Our pleasure.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, it's something that to describe over the radio would really make your hair hurt to listen to as far as what he has to do to correct that issue. But the profile is basically the understanding of who you are as you log into that machine. It's all the icons you use, your applications, because the software can use multiple profiles too.
Your favorites, your documents,
right?
Your pictures, I mean, your history.
Right. It's all there for you as a user, because then you could have your wife log in as a different profile and she could have a whole different set of applications that she runs. And
she can't see what's in your profile, and you can't see what's in her profile.
Technically. The administrator can see all.
That's right.
So that's what's going on there. But his profile is damaged in some way, and that does kind of happen. I'm trying to think if we have enough time to bring up another call. Let's get Dennis on with his question. Hey, Dennis, go ahead and give me your question. We may have to hold you over for the news. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. My question is, I'm going to be cutting the cable.
Congratulations.
the price is ridiculous.
It is.
My biggest question, but I have to keep a landline phone.
Do you really?
For emergency purposes. I have some issues at home where I live, I get poor cell reception.
Okay.
So I'm a little concerned about, you know, not having it, you know, if something happens, my wife is...
Sure.
Has some... Anyway, my question really would be if you had an opinion on what type of replacement I could do for the landline phone.
Yeah. Internet-based. We have an internet-based solution. We'll talk about that. If you can hold just for a little bit as we go to the bottom of the hour here for the news, we'll take you back up when we come back out of the news, all right?
All right, great. Thank you.
You got it, Dennis. Hang on. So we'll talk about that with Dennis and Stan's on the line, Sarah and Bill. Four lines are all jammed up, so we'll take those calls in a few minutes. Everything we talk about today will be posted live at computertalkwithtab.com. Mike G's feverishly working to get that stuff up there for you. And, of course, we'll tweet it to you if you follow us on Twitter, right behind Real Donald Trump, right there at Tab Computer Sys. You can follow us on Twitter, and, of course, we're on Facebook as well. As long as Mark Zuckerberg deems it worthy, it might get to your news feed. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.